WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The makers of Breck hair care products are now accepting applications for their 1990 Breck Woman. You may remember when the Breck Woman was the Breck Girl, and the shampoo ads she appeared in were dreamy illustrations instead of photographs. Patricia McLaughlin reflects on how things have changed.
When I was 15, I would have given anything to look like the Breck Girl. She was all over the place then, on the back covers of half the magazines published in America. She was perfect. Perfect skin, perfect features, and especially perfect hair. It was usually long and always shiny and absolutely manageable, so obedient that you could still see where the teeth of the comb had passed through it. My hair looked like Brillo then. "Go brush your hair," my mother used to tell me. "You look like the wild woman of Borneo." Somewhere in high school, I finally figured out how to smooth it out with gargantuan rollers. On rainy days, it would have turned back into Brillo by the time I got to school. You could tell this never happened to the Breck Girl. You could tell nothing bad happened to her. Nobody nagged her to clean her room or wash the dinner dishes. No little sisters absconded with her last decent pair of knee socks 10 minutes before she had to leave for school. She looked like she'd never had an argument in her life. This was a tribute not so much to the sweet-temperedness of the gorgeous women who posed for those covers. Famous models like Kim Basinger, Sybil Shepherd, Cheryl Teagues, and Brooke Shields. But to an illustrator with the unlikely name of Ralph William Williams. He did their portraits in soft pastels, perfecting each one of them in the process and turning her into the Breck Girl, a type as recognizable and as right for its time as the Gibson Girl was for hers. Sweet, daydreamy, as well-behaved as her hair. This was probably what finished the Breck Girl finally. By the early 70s, that kind of bland perfection seemed irrelevant. I hardly noticed when she disappeared from the magazine covers in 1978. But what goes around comes around. Breck revived her a couple of years ago, and of course they quickly updated her into the Breck Woman. Now she's more than just a pretty head of hair. The 1989 Breck Woman, Pam Chu, teaches French and Italian at the University of Tulsa. She has a husband and a 2-year-old daughter to keep up with. She teaches English to refugees in her spare time. She seems like a neat person. I talked to her on the phone yesterday. Like somebody you'd like to live next door to or be friends with. She's even a big fan of fresh air. She's half Chinese, so she remembers the Breck Girl on those old magazine covers as somebody she could never look like either.
I have very straight, thick, dark hair, and my skin is olive. And of course, I have very dark eyes.
Mm-hmm.
No more blue. And my, just being the mix that I am. I don't have that all-American look.
You'd think I'd feel vindicated to have the Breck Woman turn out to be somebody pretty much like me, a normal person with non-Breck Girl hair. And I do. But I can't help feeling bad for the frizzy-haired teenager I was. Because then, I really believed those ads. I believed that if I had beautiful hair like the Breck Girl, my life would be perfect. And I tried to have that kind of hair. And I suffered for not having it. And now, 30 years later, just like that, they change their minds. They come out and say, "Oh, go ahead, have any kind of hair you want." I quit believing in Breck Girl hair a long time ago myself, but somehow I still feel betrayed.
Brunette Patricia McLaughlin is a syndicated columnist who writes about style for the Philadelphia Inquirer magazine.